Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. These challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even as you go about a really busy lifestyle, especially if you're a commuter. We know how hard it can be to be a part of a church community, or at least to explore what that might mean, when your life is already so hectic. So we have these daily challenges that all take less than 10 minutes a day to do, that you can do not alone, but we hope with a group. That you can stay in sync as a group, learning what it means to follow Jesus by watching or listening to these videos or podcasts, or reading if that's what you're able to do on the train or bus, and then gathering together regularly in a small group to discuss what you've been learning. These challenges are really meant to help us stay in sync, and so every week we only look at one topic at a time that we introduce on Monday. We study in the Bible Tuesday, where we try to let that sink in and transform us on Wednesday. Before Thursday, we try to take action and do something different. Friday's a day for prayer and reflection, Saturday's a day for rest, and Sunday's a day for community. That's our weekly rhythm, so we can be one community even when we're not physically together week after week. Right now we're working through a series called Pioneer Story. We're reading through the book of Acts in the Bible. The book of Acts tells the story of the very first Christians first organizing themselves together as one community, a church. We're calling it the Pioneer Story because they were the first, and they were following the pioneer, Jesus. This week we're calling Pioneer Players, because we're going to be seeing the story of some people who tried to play the Christians for fools, who tried to act as if they themselves were Christians. They were deceitful. They were players. There was some big news just a couple weeks ago about how the Roman Catholic Pope had excommunicated the Mafia. It made big news. Obviously, it's one of those stories that fascinates people. Any story about the Pope right now seems to fascinate the public, and also the Mafia is always a mysterious story for people to explore. How much is legend, how much is real? I don't know. But either way, the Pope excommunicated the Mafia. You've probably seen enough television shows or movies where the Mafia are portrayed as having this strange dichotomy. At once, they're a criminal organization responsible for great violence, responsible for crimes and for distributing drugs and things like that. They're at once this criminal organization, and yet they can also have this other side that claims to be a good Catholic family, where they're seen in television and movies as attending church, having children baptized, making the sign of the cross, wearing crosses, praying to the Virgin Mary and things like that. It's not just media, apparently. I don't believe for a moment that TV and movies are an entirely accurate reflection of reality, but apparently there is enough truth in this that the Pope has to tell the Mafia they are excommunicated. Now, excommunication is a serious deal in the Roman Catholic Church. Communion, or as they call it, the Mass, is a very central part of their worship. To be excommunicated means somebody cannot receive communion. Now, of course, a lot of people are worried about the safety of the Pope for having done this, but I'd also worry about the safety of the priests who are going to have to actually refuse communion to those they know are members of the Mafia. That'd be a dangerous thing to do because the communion is such a central thing for Roman Catholics. It's so important that to excommunicate somebody is really serious and really hurtful. It sounds like the Mafia have been kind of like magicians. You know, a magician wants you to watch one hand and not the other. The one hand is a distraction, the other hand is doing the real trick. And so it sounds like what the Mafia are doing is, on the one hand, they want you to see this good Catholic veneer. They want you to see them as good, upstanding citizens who are doing good and moral things. Well, the other hand, of course, is playing criminal games. Here are some of the words that the Pope had to say to the Mafia a few months ago, perhaps by way of warning that he might have to do what he just did a couple weeks ago. The life that you are living now will not give you pleasure or joy. The power and money you have now from dirty business and from Mafia crimes is bloodstained money. It is bloodstained power, and you won't be able to take it to the afterworld. Repent. Now, I'm not Roman Catholic myself, you may not be either, but I think this story is highly relevant to all of us, because there continue to be people who try to play the church game today. There have always been. there were 2,000 years ago in a story that we're going to explore this week, and there are today. There are still people who find the church an easy way to gain access to vulnerable people. Look at the stories of pedophiles or fraudsters having found the church a convenient institution to use to do their criminal acts. It's so unfortunate, it's so sad, and it's especially sad when churches have been complicit in that, or when it's been Christian leaders like clergy who've perpetrated those crimes. It is a terrible shame, and we've been warned about it, because there is a story in the Bible we'll be exploring this week of somebody very early on, 2,000 years ago, who tried to use the church for their own purposes. All right, well, here's your question to explore today, and I hope you won't do it alone, but that you'll share this with a group. Here's your question. What examples have you seen of people using the church or the Christian message for their own illicit gain? We'll have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.